Time now for your comments. Comments on my interview with Jordan Jacobs, the 12-year-old who collects Topps Enduring Freedom trading cards. The cards for wartime feature photographs and statistics on the fighting in Afghanistan and the battle against terrorism. Blatant jingoistic propaganda and absolutely tasteless at best were among the more positive reactions. Lieutenant Commander Susan Kralla, the Coast Guard, took issue with the card maker. Surely a transportable port security boat is more photogenic than most high-ranking civil servants. She adds, I eagerly await your maritime homeland security line of cards. If you need a photo of a contingency planner, give me a call. Geraldine Zurich of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, says Jordan Jacobs should not have smeared peanut butter on his Osama bin Laden card and fed it to the dog. She asks, are there no traditions worth passing on to the younger generation? Why didn't anyone tell this boy that he was supposed to use that card in the spokes of his bicycle wheel? Regarding another tradition, many vegetarians were upset with Morning Edition's annual Fantasy Thanksgiving dinner. The menu included tureen of duck, duck liver, and Chef Paul Prudhomme's confection called a turducken. It includes a chicken, a duck, a turkey, and dressings with sausage, pork, and veal.
We take the chicken, and we fill it up with one of the dressings and wrap the chicken around it, and then we put some on the duck. Then we put the chicken in the duck and wrap the duck around it. And then we put the duck on the turkey, and we wrap the turkey around the duck. And then
Timothy Wright of Chicago says, how awful to celebrate our American freedom and strength by gorging ourselves on the dead little bodies of countless innocent animals. Maxine Saunders writes, how about a vegetarian main dish proposed by such wonderful gourmet cooks as Molly Katzen, Rose Elliott, or Lisa Tracy? Well, we tried that. Last year's updated Fantasy Thanksgiving feast did include a vegetarian dish from Molly Katzen and one from vegetarian chef Deborah Madison. Listeners responded with demands that the regular chefs return. So they did. Email your comments to morning@npr.org. or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.